Hello and welcome. You are listening to 101.9 FM CITR Vancouver, broadcasting live from unceded Musqueam territory. This is the Spice of Life. I'm Ben Life here with...
Hey everybody, my name's Kyle Fillo. I'm a friend of Ben's and we're just...
Do you actually pronounce it Fillo?
Fillo, yeah.
I thought it was Filio the whole time.
No, everyone thinks that. I don't know. I've given up, but I'm still passionate about it, so...
Well, you know, that's cool.
I clearly haven't given up.
Yeah, like I've known you for like, I guess, 4 years.
Yeah.
And still learning new things about you.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Let's see what else we'll learn tonight.
Yeah, exactly. Hopefully radio safe stuff.
I'll do my best.
Yeah. Sometimes it gets quite real on the program. So you listen to, of all of my friends, I think, you listen to probably the widest variety of music. Would you agree?
I think so.
You get around?
Yeah.
Been around the block?
I get around.
And so in your travels through music land, have you listened to much post-rock?
Yeah, like Godspeed. I'm a big Godspeed fan.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
We're learning lots of new things about each other tonight. Yeah.
This is funny because I listen to a lot of post-rock, and Godspeed You Black Emperor is not my favorite.
Oh, what do you got?
I have lots, but okay. I find like, I like Godspeed You when they're playing music,
mm-hmm.
and when they're just playing noise. Which is like 3/4 of the albums, I find.
Yeah, I think it kind of like, sometimes you get that really nice sort of narrative feeling out of it, but then there's sometimes when it's just kind of degenerates a little bit too much. Yeah.
We're doing Barn Door. You're playing the Barn Door for 10 minutes.
Yeah, and then you're like, is it still on? Like you're on the bus and you don't even know.
Yeah.
Okay, but all right.
Yeah, I mean, they're doing cool stuff.
Yeah.
So question for you then, do you know the origin of the name Godspeed You Black Emperor?
No, I do not.
It's named for a 1980s documentary about a Japanese motorcycle gang.
Of course.
Isn't that wild?
Yeah.
So I'm going to play a song that's not named, but it's by a band that is not named for a 1980s documentary about any kind of motorcycle gang. The band is called Enyer, and the song is called Brine, and this... type of post-rock, I think, falls into a little more of a traditional kind of post-rock. Godspeed You Black Emperor has a lot of mainstream success, which is surprising, just because they don't seem like a mainstream band to me, but people are catching on.
Not a lot of radio hits, except for this station.
Yeah, I've played them a couple times. This is, I think, a little more of the traditional style of post-rock, closer to Explosions in the Sky, if you know them.
Yep.
The kind of post-rock that I fell in love with when I started listening to it. So when I hear songs like this, it reminds me of why I love the genre. So this is Brine by Enyer.
Thank you. most powerful motivational speeches that I have ever heard came from people who told me I couldn't do something. You know why? Because when they told me I couldn't do it, I was bound and determined to show them that I could.
Did you know CITR has an accessibility collective? Our new collective serves to explore issues of inclusion, equity, and accessibility for people with physical and cognitive disabilities, on campus and beyond. If you love making radio, listening to radio, or want to get involved for the first time, come join our collective. We include people of all abilities, experience levels, and backgrounds in the production and programming of our show. Tune in to our weekly show, All Access Pass, from 5 to 6 p.m. on Thursdays for interviews, music, news, events, and awesome dialogues. If you want to get involved, email accessibilitycollective@citr.ca.
This is a journey into sound.
Hi, this is DJ Wah, inviting you to join me every second Sunday at 8 p.m. here on 101.9 CITR for Techno Progressivo.
You in my hut now. My life.
This is the house that funk built. This is the house that funk built.
Techno Progressivo is the only radio show in Vancouver where you'll hear the best mix of new tech house, techno, and progressive house.
Hey, body, bang. Hey.
So join me every second Sunday at 8 p.m. for Techno Progressivo.
House music. House music.
And we are back. We just heard Enyer playing the song Brine, and that was followed by And the Earth Swarmed with them playing the song The Fear, The Nausea. How did those fit in to your post-rock knowledge?
Good, yeah. I have a, not like, I wouldn't say an in-depth knowledge of the genre, but yeah, it was, I really like the way, it's just sort of, it feels more, less like you're playing a song and kind of more like you're, like, doing some other kind of artistic thing just happens to be with instruments. That's the way I kind of feel about post-rock, and I think that's very, very interesting.
Is that because there's no formal chorus that you feel that way?
I think there's a lot of that. It's sort of the, probably the non-traditional song structures. Yeah, it's like you're kind of expecting a chorus or something like that, and then it just kind of, there's a more of a, like, slower build and fall, and I that's really important sometimes.
So here's a question for you then. Are we conditioned to chorus in music?
I would say generally, yeah. Like, there's not a lot of kids who grow up listening to non-chorus music, I guess you would call it, and so I think you come to expect that that song is going to unfold in a certain way, and I think that everyone sort of, well, I'd say most people, especially people who really love music, have the moment when they kind of are like, whoa, what is this? Like, this is something I haven't heard at all before, and I think, yeah, I think that there is a definitely a conditioning, but then you also get that great moment when you become unconditioned.
So when did the conditioning start? Because if you go back, like, to symphony era, people didn't, there weren't choruses in symphonies.
Well, probably, I guess, when people started selling stuff on the radio and you need to block out your time for your ads and you block out your time for your songs, and it's just, like, not everyone can sit down and listen to 35 minutes of Beethoven. They want,
yeah,
they want some folk or something for 4 minutes at a time, and that's probably, I think once music became more accessible to more people, you kind of realized, oh, most people just can't handle.
So is it pandering to the attention span of the general public?
I would say probably some pandering, but then also just, yeah, some people, that's just what they want. There's nothing wrong with that, yeah.
I'm always interested in like, what makes, like, is which came first kind of thing. So, like, do you think that the, because people are always talking about how bad, like, technology is for the attention span era, and, like, people can't go to the bathroom without their phones. So are people naturally just have low attention span, and now we have the tools to facilitate the now we're just encouraging it more, but that's the innate attention span of people? Or have we made it worse because of things like 4-minute songs and choruses and technology?
I would like to think that like our brains have the ability to be so curious that if there is enough stuff to fill our attention spans with, then they'll be shorter. Like we'll be like, wow, this is good, more, more, more. I want to just keep cramming content and information and entertainment into my brain. But yeah, I think that there is another point of now it is always there, and it's like when some people can't put the phone down, even though what they're looking at is just like...
There's the same Facebook feed again and again.
Yeah. So I think that's probably more the condition is pulling out your phone and scrolling through it when you have nothing to do, as opposed to like kind of just standing there. But maybe like what's the real... like gain of just kind of standing there being bored as well.
Yeah, so this is the heart of a question that I've been chasing for a while. So before people had cellular telephones or cell phones, as hip people call them, were people just bored all the time and like there were just longer gaps? It's like you're on a bus and you have no iPod, you have no phone, you're just sitting on the bus and that's what you're doing.
Yeah, I think like you keep yourself entertained with your thoughts as best you can, but yeah, I think that there probably was more just being bored, and people were probably better at it as well.
Was there more free thinking, or were people just expert thumb twiddlers back then?
I would say...
thumb twiddling has definitely gone down in recent years. Yeah, that's a problem.
Our thumbs are occupied other ways, yeah. I would say that maybe a little bit more free thinking, but whatever we got from it is probably canceled out by the information sharing that the internet makes possible.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Or does that dilute free thinking? And we think it's free thinking when really we're just assembling other ideas that we've gotten from other sources.
Well, I mean...
like some kind of thought stew.
I would think that a lot of the best free thinking comes from the widest thought stews, as you will.
Okay.
Yeah, so like I think... there are very few thoughts that nobody have had before, but I think that there are so many thoughts that people have had before that haven't been combined. I would say that that's kind of where most of the stuff comes from.
And to that thought stew, we add the spice of life.
Yes.
Live in Vancouver on 101.9 FM, CITR, broadcasting from unceded Musqueam territory, playing post-rock. Ben and Kyle ripping through post-rock and some ideas for you.
Yes.
To add to your own thoughts, too. The song that I'm going to play next is by the band Cueto. Cueto's really cool. They kind of busted into the post-rock scene a few years back. Two or three, with their album The Great Upheaval. And it was a bit of a great upheaval because Canadians have been doing post-rock for a while with Do Makes They Think and Godspeed You Black Emperor, but a band like Cueto really joined the more traditional post-rock sound with the sound of bands like Explosions in the Sky and Year, like the song we heard first. And they kind of went from being not on the scene to very on the scene, so this is one of the songs from that album called Black Horizon, and I think it's excellent. So this is Black Horizon by Cueto.
Thank you.
And we are back. We heard the song Black Horizon by Kwaito. And then after that, we heard Amasurs playing the song Les Ruches Malades. Malade? It's like sickness in French.
Oh, malady?
No, it's
Malade?
More French. Yeah. Maybe Malade.
Yeah.
Yeah. In any event, we are working our way into the post-rock world, and working away we are. I have a question for you, Kyle, and I'm interested in your response. What makes us human? Just a little question.
Yeah, you know. Got a quick 1 minute on this one for you. Keep it soundbite. I would say I think it's the capacity to have good moments. I think that you look in every other part of nature and it basically sucks all the time. You're basically starving to death your whole life and then you die. So I think that like you'll get the occasional like, oh, there's like a dolphin, maybe it likes to swim and is having a fun time. But with us it's like we might have like all of our existential issues and stuff, but like you're like when you're just jamming out with your friends and having a couple beers, like animals don't have anything that's can kind of provide that sort of like it's when it's a benefit as opposed to just satisfying a negative feeling within you. It's like the ability to have positive emotions, I think, would be the thing. Like, it's not like, oh, I feel bad, I'm hungry, I eat, I feel less bad now. It's like, I just feel good because good things are going on around me. I think that would be.
I think we're also pretty privileged, and I think there are humans in the world that are still fighting to survive.
Absolutely. That's, yeah. Yeah, mm-hmm. Like that's... I think, that's
just a caveat.
Yes, correct.
I was thinking about it, and I think, so I have a somewhat different take, and it's funny that you mentioned yours, because my opinion is somewhat I won't say it's the opposite, but it's definitely different. So I was thinking that animals only do things that feel good. Mm-hmm. They're conditioned to, right? Like, they eat, they sleep, and they have sex.
Mm-hmm.
If you watch rabbits down at Jericho, they are either eating, sleeping, or having sex. Those are, like, they have three modes, and that's it for them.
Yep.
It sounds like a pretty good life.
Mm-hmm.
They don't have, like, any concerns. They just do those things because those are the things that they have to do. That's all they know.
Yep.
And I think that's pretty consistent with the animal kingdom. And humans eat, sleep, have sex, and go to work, and go to the dentist, and ride the bus. And we do all of these things that we don't have to. Like, you don't have to do anything. All of our responsibility. I mean, like, you can just not go to the dentist.
Yeah.
That's the, like, I'm meeting adults now that haven't been to the dentist in 10 years.
Yeah.
That's absolutely a choice. And yet, every time we go to the dentist, we make that choice because we know that by going to the dentist, in the future, it's going to be better probably because our teeth aren't going to fall out or that kind of thing.
Yeah,
so I think being human is having the capacity to realize that unpleasant things are necessary.
Yeah, yeah. I fully feel you on that one.
Because monkeys have stone tools.
Mm-hmm.
They're doing tools now.
I thought that was very interesting. Yeah.
I thought it was pants. Animals have pants now. Like, it's, what do we have left?
Uh-huh.
Just unpleasant things.
Yeah.
Jobs.
Yeah.
Complaining about jobs.
Uh-huh.
Like, it's, I don't know. It's very funny. I don't think we're very different from animals.
No, I don't think so either. Yeah. I think the point you made was interesting, though, because I think you'll hear people say sometimes that, like, if humans died tomorrow, the Earth would flourish, like every other species would flourish. But I think that there's kind of a second order of value that we provide to the Earth. Like, we are able to leave the Earth. Like, that's something that wouldn't be possible if it wasn't for us. And so I think, like, every other thing would be, they would all do better, but we kind of give the Earth a potential that it doesn't have without us. So I think that's kind of thing. Like dentists exist. Dentists don't exist if it's not for us. And so that's just kind of like we have broadened the scope of possibilities.
That's cool.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that's really cool, yeah.
Okay, I'm going to chew on that one for a bit while we hear some more music. This song is called Oreed by The Great Cold, and it's more proper post-rock coming straight at you.
Of some pigskin. This is my shimmering life prize. All I must do is create a diversion. What could distract people who love sports? Sports. 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 Do you
you find sports distracting? Feel the need to chant sports for hours on end? Then come on by the CITR station at the new sub to get involved. We do play-by-play, color commentary, audio production, interviews, and so much more. Only on CITR 101.9 FM.
Hi, you're listening to CITR. My name is Paula, and this is Pride Facts. I have some info on same-sex marriage around the world. There are 200 countries in the world, and as of 2016, only 23 have legally recognized same-sex marriage. The first country to introduce equal marriage was the Netherlands in 2000. 10 years later was Argentina, followed by Uruguay and Brazil in 2013, and Colombia in 2016. In Europe, same-sex marriage legislation varies from country to country. Denmark was the first country in the world to give legal recognition to same-sex couples in the form of domestic partnerships in 1989. Ireland, formerly known as one of the most conservative and religious countries in Europe, voted for the legalization of same-sex marriage through a public referendum in 2015. Same-sex marriage remains illegal in most Eastern European countries, and they don't recognize same-sex civil unions. Canada passed the Civil Marriage Act recognizing equal marriage nationwide in 2005. The trend towards equal marriage legislation since the year 2000 is cause for much optimism. However, same-sex marriage is still illegal in most of the world, so the fight for marriage equality continues. Happy Pride, everyone.
And we are back. Those two songs we heard in that doublet of songs was The Great Cold playing the song O'Reed and Make a Mia playing the song Bricks. And before the break, I guess we were talking, Kyle and me, of course, about how, like, the unconsciousness and how I could explain it, but it would take a while. But I guess the heart of the conversation was that sometimes, like, our brain does things that we're not aware of, and there's other stuff going on than what we perceive. What I thought was one of the most interesting things that I've learned in my studies is that there are, like, we only know about viruses that infect us and the things that bother us, or, like, that mm-hmm. we care about. Mm-hmm. So, like, when we get sick, like, if it's, like, the flu or a cold, that's a virus. We care about viruses that infect our livestock mm-hmm. because we eat that. But there are, like, viruses floating around all the time that aren't affecting us, yeah. that we don't know about.
Yeah.
And, like, the stuff that we're finding about, like, there is an entire kind of life that, of viruses that, well, life, air quotes. Mm-hmm. I think viruses are alive. Some people don't. But called bacteriophages that just only infect bacteria. And, like, that's the kind of thing that yeah. wouldn't have bothered us and only does now because we use it as a tool to do,
yeah.
like, molecular biology.
Yeah. I always think about it because you think about these poor animals and they're always trying so hard. But, like, I mean, animals have to have diseases and stuff, too, that they just don't know about. And, like I'm sure, like, rabbits get cancer. And, like, a rabbit...
Yeah, all the time.
Uh-huh, and a rabbit just dies. And you're like, what happened to that rabbit?
That's what people did for years.
I'm always thinking, like, what is going on out here? Yeah.
Is that better or worse to not know?
I think it's worse to not know because at least when you do know, you have a better idea, a better chance of making it or solving it.
Okay.
Like, rabbits have no idea, and they're never going to stop dying from cancer.
So, if a rabbit knows that it's cancer, knows what cancer is, knows mm-hmm. that it's, like, a tumor composed of cells that are dividing out of control, mm-hmm. and yet it doesn't have the... facilities
yeah.
to do anything about it, that would be worse.
We're not there now. Like, we are better at treating it, but so, like, you're saying, like, if
most treatments are like 20% uh-huh. of cancer.
Yeah, so that's, like, we're kind of,
it depends on the kind.
We're kind of in that range. Like, there are some kinds of cancer that we just know about that are terminal, and I guess,
yeah.
And I wonder. So then, I guess you kind of, yeah, in those ones, there's definitely more of a discussion to be made. I guess, like, because it seems like. Yeah, like, would you rather just die out of nowhere and have no idea, or at least be able to kind of get, like, some closure on your life and, like, say bye to the people that mean mm-hmm. that are important to you, as opposed to just being a rabbit who's like knows it, just has no idea what's going to happen the next day it dies.
But there are days where, I mean, I don't know if you have these, mm-hmm. But like days where it would be easier to just be a rabbit, you know, and just not worry about it. I mean, like you get 5 years or whatever, but it's 5 years of eating and sleeping and having freaky rabbit sex,
yeah.
you know, that's it. That's your peace.
Yeah, no, I actually like, I think that's one of the things that like gives me motivation to like go and do stuff is like, I'm like, you know what? It would be easier to be a rabbit, but like a rabbit can't go to a bar and get chicken wings. It's got to go forage and like,
it's got to go forage
yeah,
for chicken gotta wings.
Go, it's got to go forage for chicken wings. Yeah, and eat them. Even if it's eating them out of the garbage, like I'm having a better time than it because I went out and like I made some money today, and then I went out and spent it on something that was way better than whatever a rabbit could get.
Do you think it's worth the responsibilities that we have?
I think that
because this is something that I've been thinking about a lot is like. We have all of these responsibilities, things that fall into the category of things that we think that we have to do because if you, like, for example, so I have a show on CITR. Yeah.
I'll have to come on sometime.
and there, it's low commitment. I mean, I come in and I do my show, but there are occasionally, like, times when I volunteer and times when I have to go to meetings and this and that. So those are responsibilities that I have to do in order to have the show. And I think that the value that I get for having the show is more than the inconvenience of having those responsibilities. Yeah. But I mean, I could just have neither, you know, and not have any of the stress of the responsibilities.
Mm-hmm. I guess, it just becomes, like, you can't do a calculation about everything you're doing in your entire life.
Sure.
Or else you won't do anything. But
sure.
I'd like to think that we're probably not doing it as best as we can now, but we've created this like really complex world where there is a lot of opportunities for good things, and most of the good things are going to a smaller portion of people than they should. But I think it would be possible to have a way where they go to enough people that everyone has kind of like a positive value calculation for their life, so what they get out is more than the responsibility they put in. Mm-hmm. So I think that seems like possible. I mean, theoretically, at least.
Yeah. I think the people that are holding the power probably won't let that happen.
That seems to be because
I think it's consistent. A hard thing to let go of.
Oh, absolutely, yeah.
Just like it's a hard thing to let go of our conversations because I'm enjoying them so much. But I should play another song. So this is Quarry Hymns by Land of Talk.
Line. time I don't win. All that she wants is skin, and every time I give in. No, there's no need to speak in code. I think by now we know the way this is gonna go.
On Labor Day weekend, September 2nd to the 4th, it's the Bumbershoot Festival 2016 in Seattle, Washington. The festival's got a little something for everyone, with music, comedy, arts, culture, and food. Featuring Chastity Belt, So Pitted, Dude York, Macklemore and Ryan Lewis, Death Cab for Cutie, and more. Passes are on sale now, so head on over to Bumbershoot.com. It could be global, trance, spoken word, rock, the usual and the weird, or it could be something different. Oral Tentacles, Thursdays 12 to 6 a.m. at CITR 101.9 FM.
And we are back. We heard Land of Talk playing the song Quarry Hymns, and Japanese Girls playing the song Holding Back. That Japanese Girls song is off their new album Divorce that came out a week ago tomorrow. A week ago tomorrow is a weird
Friday.
Way to... Last Friday, but that's just a weird way to put that.
Yeah.
They had a album release party for it, and I was there. It was at the Fox. It was really rad. They played their album, some of their old songs, and it's called Divorce, and that's like a bit of a message. So they were all dressed up in like wedding regalia, and they had like a cardboard cake that he destroyed and threw into the crowd. And at the end, he like threw flowers over his back, and it had this really cool message.
Yeah.
So my question for you, outside of all of the philosophy stuff that we've been doing, is what makes a good live show for you?
I think... there has to be kind of a dialogue between the audience and the performer. I think if like, there has to be more to it than we're just watching you almost. Like, I kind of want an engagement. Like, I don't want to just be standing there. Like, there could just be a movie screen there almost that's playing it with really loud speakers. I think, yeah, it's just, because, like, sometimes, especially, like, when you go see someone bigger, like seeing them up there is fairly surreal. You're like, whoa, this is weird. And I, like, when they can kind of be, like, I always like that. Like, there's just, like, the really humanizing moments when you actually see them, like, playing their guitar or, like actually, like, when they go up for, like, a high note or something. I think those are the coolest moments for me. When it's, like, it's just a dude who practiced really hard. It's not, like, there's nothing especially special about him except that he's talented and worked hard, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I agree with you. I mean, I think it's really cool when you can get a dialogue with a musician. But I've been to concerts, too, where you're just, like, I've just been so stunned for the whole time that they've just been up there doing that, and they're just playing, like, great music and playing their hearts out, and, like, they're all, like, screaming because they're playing so hard, and, like, you just, you, it's like, I don't even, like, this could be a dialogue, but I don't have anything of value to say compared to with what you're doing.
Totally, yeah. I think, yeah, it's, for me, it's like when the actual physical actions of, like, playing an instrument and, like, playing it coordinated with all these other people, I think that's, like, that's always something I'm fascinated about when I go to a concert. It's like, whoa, like, these, like, they're doing it. It's the exact moment every time. Mm-hmm. This guy's, like, smashing his hand on these drums. It's like, that is so cool. Like, this is just the best, yeah. I really think, yeah, I think live music is just the greatest thing that there is. Yeah.
It is really cool.
Yeah.
Have you ever had, just to take it in the other direction, have you ever had a band that you love or an artist that you love and you've seen them live and been disappointed?
Not particularly, no. I'm like, there's been some, I always try and keep, like, my expectations in a reasonable place, because that's where it'll get you, is when you want a 10 and they give you a 9.6 and you're like, fuck, that could have been better. Oh, sorry about that.
try our best. Shout out to content warnings.
I think it's the expectations managing. So I think I always try and keep that in. Like, there's not anything that I have that I can remember where it was like, that was a massive letdown.
Mm-hmm. I've had not a lot of those, but one or two where it just didn't sound like I find a lot of it comes in from, like, the sound quality. Like, they're playing fine, but whoever set up the sound did a terrible job, and, like, it's, like, 30 times louder than it needs to be at all, and it doesn't really sound good.
Yeah, yeah. I have had one moment. I saw Run the Jewels in Calgary at just kind of this, like...
That would have been cool.
It was rad, but it was at this smaller place, and it was just kind of, like, the sound was, like, the sound guy had done it too loud, so it was just almost, it was just, like, there was the reverb and stuff was, like, echoing, and it's just, like, this is not ideal. And I saw them at, like, Sasquatch with, like, 60,000 people, and it was, like,
this is better.
Insanity. Like, it was, everyone being so hyped was just, like, yeah, this is crazy. But I think that could just be, like, the energy from them is just, like, they need the whole canyon to...
They're super, they hype, like, their music will come on when I'm, like, walking to work, and I'm just, like, banging my head, getting, like, stoked to get to work and just, like, destroy things fight a cough.
Nothing makes me feel like a proud black man more than listening to Killer Mike. Yeah, dude.
Yeah, it's... I was, like, I went into, like, a real rap kick for a while. Have you ever heard, you know, like, Jedi Mind Tricks or Army of the Pharaohs?
Oh, what's his name? Vinny Paz?
Yeah. So I was, like, I was pretty hard into Army of the Pharaohs. And at work, one of my coworkers, like, she's, like, this 40-year-old woman. She was just, like, talking about her, like, she, like, got pulled over by a cop. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh, pigs, eh? And she was like, don't call them that. And I'm like, I am so sorry. I have been listening to too much rap music. I'll put on some Van Morrison, I promise.
Oh, yeah, that was like, yeah, when we, like, being back in high school, we'd be in grade 10. First kid who could drive, we're in his Jeep, bunch of white kids in the suburbs listening to Immortal Technique and just being like, man, like, I just feel him so much. Yeah. Like, yeah, he speaks to me. He's talking about, like, having to kill his mom or something.
Wow.
This is a horribly graphic song. I'm like, yeah, man, this guy knows what's up. And we're like, oh, I got to be home in 20 minutes.
Yeah, can't be late for supper.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. Let's hear another song. This song is by the band Hit Home, and the song is called To Heart. So we heard just then To Home by the band, or To Heart by the band Hit Home. And then we heard Raw Bar OBX 2002 by Everyone Everywhere. I super recommend Everyone Everywhere. They have two albums and an EP available on their Bandcamp page. Totally check them out. They're fantastic. Other than that, we are running out of time. It's almost 9.
Gotta get home and do other stuff.
Yeah, continue my life that isn't the radio part of my life.
I've got other radio shows to do, I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm promoting my book.
Cool. What's your book about?
Lying about having a book.
Yeah. Whoa.
It's an autobiography.
Meta.
Yeah.
Anyway, this show has been The Spice of Life, hanging out with Ben and Kyle. It's been a real pleasure to have you on the show.
Yes, it was a very fun time.
And up next is Live from Thunderbird Radio Hell with Ben Lai and a band. So stick around for that. It's going to be a live band. It's going to be fun. You may or may not have heard them practicing in the background, so stay tuned for that. It's been a real pleasure to be here. Thank you for listening. Thanks for sticking around. And I will have I Am the Architect play us out with their song Remote Control. The Spice of Life will be back not next Thursday, but the one after, because we're every other Thursday from 7:30 to 9. So I hope to see you then. Thanks for listening. This is I Am the Architect playing the song Remote Control.
Shine On is an eclectic mix of the latest, greatest tunes.